better listen very carefully.
A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready.
Essentially, at this point, the fight is over.
So you pretty much flow with the goal.
Who is worthy to be trusted with the secret to limitless power?
I'm ready.
So every week we put out multiple episodes to help you on your jiu-jitsu journey. Now, it's a privilege for us to be in this position, but we want to ask one thing from you. And this is a very small gesture on your part, but it means the world to us. Simply hit the follow or subscribe button on whichever platform you enjoy this podcast on. It means the world to us. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Bulletproof for BJJ podcast. We were chatting the other day and a cool story came up. And so we've taken that little bit of extra time to share with you a little bit of a tale. Joey, please.
So I went to an open mat on Saturday and I was saved by a small human.
From tell me more.
From a certain death.
A certain death?
Yeah.
Was he wearing a cape?
No, brown belt with two stripes. Friend of mine, Fab. I don't know if you ever met Fab, have
no,
you?
No. We've trained. No. We've trained together a couple of times.
Yeah, okay. I know him well. So he's a fucking legend. He owns an Alliance gym on the Northern Beaches, Alliance Balgala. Yeah. They recently moved to a new space. I went to the soft opening of the new space. It's fucking primo.
It looks immaculate.
Yeah. Beautiful gym, fucking saunas, ice bars, gym, weights, all that. I'd been crook last week, like in the middle of the week. Yep. Saturday, I felt fine. But I knew as I was driving there with my son, Leo, was like, might come? He's three plus one month. Whenever I go to train jiu-jitsu on Saturdays, he wants to come. And it's mad. I'm like, fuck yeah, bro. I want you to come.
That's lovely.
It's a cool thing. And he's pretty good. He generally just like, I leave him off the side of the mat, coloring in pencils, monster trucks, and he's good. Some snacks and shit. Anyways, yeah, we went and we're driving over there and I'm like, man, I'm not feeling up for like war today.
Not 100%.
Nah, but I know whenever I go to that gym, there's wars. Well, not wars, but there's tough roles.
There's good people there.
Yeah, they got like a really good, they got a bunch of people coming up. They've got some really fucking good black belts. And they got their new black belt, Dan, who I rolled with, is a great role. And then, their coaches and stuff. Fab's a monster. Like, it's great. Really good training. Anyway, I got there. Had a couple of rolls, couple of black belts first up. The first roll, I felt it was a smaller guy, animal guard. And I was just like, fuck, man. Like, my cardio is cooked today. Like, this is tight. Anyway, whatever. I did the thing. Got to roll with a couple of their brown belts. Friend of mine, Gavin, who actually trains the program. He's an older fella. You might have seen a video of him doing Cossack squats.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah,
yeah, he's a fucking legend. And what was actually really cool was when we last rolled, which was maybe, I don't know, a year ago, I like my X guard.
Yeah.
I elevated him from an X and then I put him into saddle.
Right.
And he's like, whoa, what's this? And I'm like, oh, this is saddle. But like, we're in the gi, so I can't really do a lot from here anyway.
Sure.
But he was like, fuck, I've never seen this. This is cool. Anyway, he put me in X guard and he put me in saddle. And it was super clean. And he's like, you like that? Yeah, I'm like, that's fucking cool.
Nice.
But anyway, probably trained for about an hour and a bit. It was a huge set. There's a bunch of people there and I was like, it's time to go. And I'd spoken to Leo and Leo was like starting to get a bit stroppy. He'd had one incident where he was crying because I think someone told him to get off the equipment. He was fucking making a mess of the joint. Totally fair. Kid's a terrorist. And I'm walking back to my bag and this brown belt who I'd seen earlier, lovely bloke. His name's Christian. Shout out. Big guy. I don't know. I don't want to over embellish. I'm thinking 6'4",
sure.
Right? And like brick shit house.
Just
like just
this is a term in the Australian vernacular to mean the person is built solid.
Yeah,
the guy's thick.
Like really great big broad shoulders. I'm like, whoa, specimen.
Yeah,
brown belt with two stripes, and he, would you like to roll? And I was like, in my mind, I'm like, absolutely not. And I'm like, no, like I'm leaving, I'm kind of going, but I hadn't declared that I was going yet. So I'm like, sure.
you just regretted as soon as the words leave your mouth.
So we had a roll, we started the thing and I'm like, Joey, all you got to do is just not get caught underneath this guy. Like just don't get caught underneath. What's going to happen, you're going to fucking like go, and this is what I do, this is classic me. I just don't take it that seriously. You know, I go and have a bit of fun. Oh, I'm on the bottom. Oh, fuck, I'm inside control. Oh, shit, they're mounting me. Like, so I was like, just don't do that. So we start rolling. Managed to pass his guard. That was handy. I've got like this modified north-south kind of side control that I use where it's like somewhere in between the two. And I really like it for when I'm controlling someone bigger than me.
Cooking them a bit.
Well, and yeah, just it usually stops. It stops them just doing that big guy reverse thing.
Yeah.
Motherfucker reverses me. Just goes, boom. And I'm like, I'm on my back. Dude's on top. I'm like, you fucking idiot. This is the one place you said
we wouldn't go here. And here we are.
Anyways, I don't know what happened, but maybe swept, maybe came back up to a standing position. Trying to pass his guard again, stacked him a bit. He throws on this baseball bat choke and goes all in on it.
Oh.
That's where they go belly down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and goes belly down, and this fucking thing is clamped on tight. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. I was able to escape the choke by diving into guard and pulling him into my clothes guard.
Yeah, you didn't – like, if you had fought it and stayed up, he would have got you, but you had to kind of follow with it. And,
yeah. So, you know, it was a sweep, right?
Yep.
And, you know, I fought it hard. I was just like, this fucking sucks. And I'm like, I don't know how long's left on the round. And I remember he said to me, he's like, you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And while I'm there just thinking, you fucking idiot. It's now the second time you're in this shit position. You're tired. We're probably only like 2 minutes into the round. I hear a fucking young child crying. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, hang on a sec, bro. And I look over and there's my son, 3-year-old Leo, crying on the side of the mats. And I'm like, bro, so sorry. So sorry. Just give me a sec. I've got to go. It's my boy. And he's like, oh, yeah, here you go.
Heart rendering.
And I went out. I'm like, Leo, man, what's going on? And Leo just timed out. He like needed some sugar. Like hadn't eaten for a couple of hours. And he's like, oh, I want to go home and shit. And I was like, mate, we can totally go home. I go back to Christian. He's kind of standing there like, you know, kind of we good to resume. I'm like, so sorry, bro. Like my son, you know, I'd love to. Fucking love to, man. You know.
It's what it is, man.
He's like, bro, totally understand. Yeah, I'll see you next time.
Yeah.
You know. I was like, Leo, you did good today.
My guy.
Yeah.
Here's your snack. Well done. Yeah. The way you timed that.
Chocolate bar, Mars bar, what do you want, bro?
Whatever you need.
Daddy gets you what you want today. It was a stroke of good luck.
That's
classic. Saved by the crying child.
Amazing. Is this now you've worked a bit of a routine? You're like, if you see daddy getting choked.
If I get swept more than once.
Yeah.
See that guy's bigger than me on top of me?
Run on the mat.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. I think that's so great. This is a new added benefit of being a jiu-jitsu dad.
There it is.
That's what it is, friends.
Catch you guys.
See you soon.